Welcome to the Public Square with Dave Zanotti of the American Policy Roundtable. You know, some say it was the greatest speech ever given, especially at Christmas time. With the story behind that headline, here's Dave.
Wayne George Washington could have been king of America. In December of 1783, he was the victorious commanding general of the American army. He was the most popular figure in the land, the only one capable of uniting 13 fragmented colonies worn out from years of war. He was on his way home for Christmas. On the way, he chose to stop in Annapolis and return something to the Continental Congress. Several years earlier, they had given him a written commission to lead the colonial army. Now, he was returning that very same piece of paper, resigning his command and returning home to his beloved farm. He could have stayed and held on to the power. Instead, he told his colleagues, quote, "I consider it an indispensable duty to close this last solemn act of my official life by commending our dearest country to the protection of Almighty God and those who have the superintendence of them to his holy keeping." The heads of Congress, Mr. Thomas Mifflin, in fact, responded to the general saying, quote, "We join you in commending the interests of our country to the protection of Almighty God, beseeching him to dispose the hearts and minds of its citizens to improve the opportunity afforded them. And for you, George Washington, we address him, our Lord, our warmest prayers that a life so beloved may be fostered with all his care, and that your days may be happy as they have been illustrious, and that he will finally give you that reward which this world cannot give." The general bowed to Congress and headed home for Christmas.
We are grateful for the enduring words of George Washington. For a transcript of the Public Square, go to aproundtable.org. With Dave Zanotti and for the American Policy Roundtable, I'm Wayne Shepherd.